Songs and Singing as Church. From National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution, I'm Bernice Johnson Regan, and this is Wade in the Water.
Wade in the water.
I grew up in church, and I can remember being in service and having the person leading the service saying, "Come on now, let's have church. You got to put yourself in it to get something out of it."
If I were you, I'd praise him while I had a chance.
Now, we were all inside of a church building. But this church leader was talking about something else. For African Americans, church was like food, nourishment for the spirit or for the soul. But in this case, you had to make up the food out of what you put in. You couldn't get anything out of church if you didn't put something in it. Most of these services I went to as a child would have groups of people, but I also have heard older people talking and testifying about how they could get in their kitchens or be out in the field and start to singing and praying and have church all by themselves, them and their God. How does one make church or have church? To get started, there was always the songs and the singing.
Come and go to that land. Come and go.
As an Ashanti proverb says, that if there is no music, the spirit will not come. The whole oral tradition of West African traditional religions centers in music.
Reverend Wyatt T. Walker, civil rights leader and Baptist minister.
If you're going to do anything with people of African ancestry, you've got to have some music.
People took us to church on Sundays for prayer meetings during the week, revival meetings, to Sunday school, and then there were afternoon and evening programs that we call singings. And these singings were only to go and listen and enjoy music. These services always opened up with songs like "Come and Go to That Land," the song we've just listened to in a Demopolis, Alabama congregational service. There are millions of African Americans who can look back on their growing up days and tell the same story. Jesse Norman, the great singer of the concert stage, was born in Augusta, Georgia. And she talked about how gospel programs created church for her and her community.
And we had, people like the Mighty Clouds of Joy and Rosetta Thorpe, and if I could think of other gospel singers of the era, somehow ended up in our town singing at our church. I mean, it was something that was unbelievable. And of course, the whole church was clapping hands, and the stamping of feet that went with this was a real revival meeting every time one of these rather well-known groups would turn up, you know.
I want everybody in this building, you upstairs and downstairs, put those hands together when they tell you, heavy low,
heavy low.
Mighty Clouds of Joy performing Heavy Load in a 1992 concert in Richmond, Virginia.
Three primary ingredients in African-American worship are preaching, praying, and singing. Preaching has been central in the black church as it has developed into organized religion.
Reverend Wyatt T. Walker.
In the days of slavery, singing was central because that was the only medium we had. Our music survived the barbaric conditions of the Atlantic slave trade, and as we learned the pidgin English of the planters, we hung what we formed on the rhythm forms and musical idioms that survived by means of the oral tradition from West Africa and produced the baseline music art form of all music born on these shores. There is no music born in America that does not have the influence and the imprimatur of that Negro spiritual as we know it.
There's a man going round taking names. There's a man. He has taken my father.
Jesse Norman singing the spiritual, There's a Man Going Round Taking Names, and then talking about how her singing leads her inside to that place where she finds church.
I find a meditative quality in many things that I sing, and that is what church means to me, the ability to become quiet, to become focused, to become centered, I suppose, to use all of these sort of New Age sort of expressions. But I really mean that, and I can find that in a great deal of music, and it might not be overtly religious music. I can sing songs about nature by Schubert that give me the kind of quiet that one would probably find in something that might be considered a more traditionally religious song.
I'm Isaac Freeman, the bass singer of the Fairfield Four from Nashville, Tennessee. I was brought up in church. I've always chose to work for the Lord. And I guess by me being in church all the time and got to learn what church was all about and what we would sing and talk and pray about, and I just choose to take up singing. All I was interested in was just spiritual type singing, so here I am today.
Roll Jordan, brother, you ought to been there. Yes, my Lord. A sitting in the kingdom to hear
I die.
Oh, Roger, oh, 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 oh.
So
sister, you ought to be in there.
Roger and Roll.
Then you can say, Roll.
Roger and Roll.
Roll on.
Roger and
Roll.
Roger and
Roll. Wanna go to heaven when I die.
Roger and Roll.
Said, brother, you ought to have been there now.
Oh, brother, oh, yeah. You ought to have been there.
Brother, you ought to have been there.
Roger and Roll.
Then you can say
Roger and
Roll.
Roll on. Roger
and Roll.
Roger and
wanna go to heaven when I
that's being swept away by Isaac Freeman, the bass singer of the Fairfield Four of Nashville, Tennessee, performing the spiritual Roll Jordan Roll. This is a group that's given us more than a half century of great a cappella gospel quartet music. Now you can listen to a song and be moved, but within the African American tradition, there is a high value put on being caught up in the singing. And you do that by raising your own voice in the creation of a song.
And I just feel good all over when I sing gospel songs.
Mahalia Jackson.
In a little church down in Louisiana, down in New Orleans, I used to sing gospel songs there. And an old man on the riverfront used to teach me songs, and that's how I started to singing gospel songs, spirituals, and folk songs.
Say, come unto me, I am the way. Keep your hand on the plow, oh Lord. When my way get dark as night, know the Lord will be my light. Keep your hand on the plow, oh Lord. About me as much as you please. Before you talk, I'm gonna stay on my knee. Keep your hand on the plow, oh Lord. When I get to heaven, go sing and shout. Be nobody that'll put me out. Keep your hand on the plow, oh Lord. Sing and shout, be nobody that'll put me out. Keep your hand on the plow, hold on. My rope gonna fit me well. Try it on at the gates of hell. Keep your hand on the plow, hold on.
The voice that brought gospel to the world, Mahalia Jackson, and her performance of the spiritual, Keep Your Hands on the Plow, Hold On.
That was a song of hope, to hold on. slaves used to sing that. I used to hear my father and my aunt and my mother and them just hum that song. Like, hold on. You could just hear him moan it like that. Maybe you wouldn't even hear the words. Just hear him just moan it, you know. And sometime in a groan, in a moan, in a groan, that's why you catch Negroes sometimes don't have words to say. But the groans of their heart, God understands it.
Our Father in heaven, Master, just once more again, that we have come to humble our hearts.
Some people are able to build church as a living force into their daily work lives. At the Gatlin Funeral Home in Chicago, each day starts with the staff in a circle, in a devotional service, and they have church.
But Master, we come this morning, first of all, to tell you thank you, Master, for watching over us all night last night.
Yes.
And early this morning, Father, you touched us with a finger of love.
Well,
And behold, our eyes came open.
Church is, when it is dynamic and alive, a way to be in relationship to God. To be in a relationship to that higher force in the universe. And music is often a key way for Black people to create that exchange, to create that ritual. The music community we know as jazz has many of its greatest artists who source the creator as the place from which their talent flows. Randy Weston, pianist, believes that all music is the language of God.
So, okay, so the thing is now, what is this music? What is it really that we call jazz, that we've given this name to this music? Well, for me, it's simply just a branch of Mother Africa. That's what it really is. And all of the music is sacred music and spiritual music. You see, because when you hear the masters or the really good musicians that we say from the jazz tradition, and after they play, you look at the people. People have been healed spiritually. You see smiles on people's faces, but it's something that's very, very spiritual, and it's Africa. It is Mother Africa's contribution to the planet. All of these musics.
Thank you.
A Prayer for Us All by Randy Weston. And the prayer, the praise, and the shout is often done without text. You can moan the tunes or travel on the deeply moving journey from the piano of Weston. Or one could turn to the spiritual work of Billy Preston when he touches the keys of the Hammond organ. Amazing Grace, performed by Billy Preston.
As I approach a song, I try to let the instrument speak the words and sort of tell the story of the song and give it different inflections and feelings from the instrument. I really just let the spirit use me and try to interpret the song as it comes.
I consider myself a minister, yes. Of music, because when we give a concert, it's a sermon in song.
Dolores Barrett Campbell began her career as a gospel singer with the Roberta Martin Singers. Most of us know her from her work with the Barrett Sisters. She talked about singing as identity and as an experience that she can call upon from within herself to lean on.
Singing does something to my soul. Actually, when I sing, I can be so down. But after I've sung one gospel song, I must say I feel so much better. Because I find that in each song, there's a message. There's something that you can get out of each song. There's something in the music and the words that really will give you something to think about.
Came into
Tired, the Barrett Sisters of Chicago, Illinois. Aretha Franklin is a singer who made her name as the Queen of Soul. But we know her by her sound, and no matter what she is singing, that sound is church.
Aretha is a great sacred music singer.
Drummer and composer Max Roach.
The way she deals with the intensity and the emotion of what's going on. I think a lot of that has to do with, because we do, in the back of our mind, we just don't sing the notes. That when we open up our mouths to make it, to say something, there's something behind us, of maybe about pain, maybe about love, but we feel everything just totally. That is what's behind the voices that I hear, and I think that's what we people affects people.
The soul. we'll never, never go. Never grow.
Sing Aretha Franklin, performing the hymn, Never Grow Old. You know, for a people who came through slavery, there had to be something that you could reach for inside yourself that people couldn't take away from you. So when we talk about soul and spirit and church, in this program, we are not talking about a building. We are talking about a substance you can have inside. And the elders say, knowing about what that is and being able to create it begins at home. And gospel music and its community is full of evidence that families that sang together created a powerful foundation for their children, and today provide us with some of our greatest sacred music. Roebuck Staples, founder, father of the Staples Singers from Chicago, Illinois, talked about growing up in Mississippi in a home singing church.
I got started because of my family. We work all day in the field, and didn't have nothing to do, didn't have no radio to listen to. And to amuse ourselves, we would sing, you know. It was a Christian family. They'd get out in the yard and start singing those old songs. And you'd see one coming from the north, one from the east, one from the west, come in singing, into the yard singing. Great big yard, and when you know anything, the whole yard be singing God praise. Oh, what a time we would have. Oh, and that's why I was inspired.
The Staple Singers began as a family group. One of their early gospel recordings that electrified so many was their singing of the hymn, Uncloudy Day.
Oh, they tell me, oh, of a home where no storm clouds arise. Oh, they tell me, oh, of a home.
The Staple Singers performing Uncloudy Day with Mavis Staple in bass lead position. Now from California, we get another strong gospel family tradition, the Hawkins. This name is synonymous with contemporary gospel music. And in the late 1960s, the Edwin Hawkins Singers recorded his arrangement of To My Father's House.
Coming all the way to my father's house, to my father's house. Coming all the way to my father's house, to my father's house. There'll be no crying there, there'll be no crying there. Coming all the way to my father's house, to my father's house. Coming all the way to my father's house, to my father's house. Coming all the way to my father's house.
I am Walter Hawkins of the Hawkins family. You know, our family, I'm sure, would have been, without the music element, we would have been close anyhow, but I don't think we would have been as close as we are. We chose to hang together because of the music. I don't want to oversimplify it and say that that's the sole reason, but I think that we saw the importance of maintaining our relationships, you know, because of the music ministry.
This is Edwin Hawkins, gospel music composer. Gospel music is something that you believe what you sing about if you're a gospel musician, because I think it goes past just being a musician. The word gospel to me implies ministry, first of all. And I think that our lives, without us having to preach always, our lives should in fact reflect what we sing about if we're singing gospel music.
Perhaps the strongest family in gospel music in this decade comes out of Detroit, Michigan. We're, of course, talking about the Winans. We're listening to I'm Going Through, led by the head of the family, David and Dolores, the parents. Priscilla Winans, who we know as Cece, points to her parents as the source of her inspiration.
So they instilled in us the teachings of God's word and what it meant and what it was all about and the values of life, the most important things. And around the Winans house, it was just a lot of music. We all loved to sing. My mom and dad both sang growing up. So just a lot, always a concert.
Stand here looking back over my life. I had some night-filled days when nothing turned out right.
I've gone to my friends. They had problems too.
The Winans family and I'm Going Through. This family has several groups involved in the performance of sacred music. B.B. and C.C. Winans have created a stir because they not only use a contemporary sound in their music, but they use the sensuousness in their vocal work usually associated with secular love songs. C.C. Winans talked about their sound as a way of extending their ministry.
I was in a restaurant, and the waiter came up to me, and he was like, "You C.C. Winans?" I was like, "Well, yeah, you know." He said, "Well, I got saved off your music. I came to the church." I was like, "Oh, really?" He said, "Yeah, it's a funny thing. I was at a disco." And he said he was just dancing away to, I can't remember what it was. I don't know if it was, what's the fast one? I can't remember the particular song, but he was dancing and dancing. He said, and then I went to listening to the lyrics. And he said right after that, he went to church, and he's been in the church ever since, you know. And I was like, wow. And that was the first time I heard somebody receiving him on a disco floor. But I was encouraged. And, you know, the Lord sends little things like that here and there to encourage you and let you know you're on the right track and you keep going.
I never thought.
Never dreamed I'd love someone. The way I'm falling in love with you.
Well, music for black people is the sum total of their life experiences. It is everything that we are.
Chicago's sacred music composer and minister, Reverend Lena McLean.
And it stands as a great symbol to let everybody know that we have been the visible man on the invisible page. But you can't take that song away. And some of us will be classical, and some of us will be gospel, and some of us will be pop, and some of us will be jazz. But whatever music is, it is the sum total of our life experiences.
Take somebody by the hand. Let's hold hands and sing. I can shout.
Songs and Singing as Church. This program is a part of the Wade in the Water series produced by National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution. The senior producer is Judy Moore-Latta. Associate producer, Sonia Williams. The technical director is Renee Pringle, with additional engineering by Paris Morgan and Flan Williams. Production staff, Beverly Oliver, Joseph Gill, Dakia Simmons, and Michael Johnson. We extend special thanks to Studs Terkel and radio station WFMT Chicago, and NPR member stations WPLN and KQED. The executive producer is Sandra Ratley, and I'm conceptual producer Bernice Johnson Regan.
Major funding for Wade in the Water, African American Sacred Music Traditions, was provided by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Additional support was provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Catholic Communication Campaign, a parishioner-funded program that gets the good news around. This is NPR, National Public Radio.